The Writing on the Wall, Daniel 5. After Nebuchadnezzar Belshazzar was king, one evening he held a grand banquet with exotic food and fine wine, and he sent for the gold and silver goblets taken from the holy temple of Jerusalem, so that he and his guests could drink wine out of them. As they praised the false idols they had created, suddenly, the fingers of a human hand appeared and began to write on the plaster of a wall. The king turned white with terror and began to shake. He asked the advisor what the strange writing meant and promised to reward them richly if they could explain it. But not one of them had a clue. At the queen's suggestion, he sent for Daniel, who told him that he did not want any reward, but would tell him what the writing meant because of what God showed him. King Nebuchadnezzar was mighty and proud, but he learned that God alone rules over this world and chooses who shall be king. You have not learned this lesson. Your heart is hard and you are full of pride. You do not honor God who has given you all you have, but use goblets taken from God's holy temple and bow down before false idols. This hand was sent by God. He has written, "Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin." And this is what it means. Mene, the days of your kingdom have been numbered. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Upharsin, your kingdom will be divided. That every night, Belshazzar was killed and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom.